to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Hi, Ty. What's up, man?
What's up?
What's going on with you, dude?
Nothing, man. Just got done doing my podcast about 2 hours ago.
I am so upset with you. I'm going to get on you in a minute. Doggone it. You guys can do what Hightower did. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Follow us on Facebook, The Wrestling Call In Show. Email us, TWCIS999@gmail.com. Follow along, TheWrestlingCallInShow.web.com. For those of you who missed it, Hightower has his own podcast. Yes, he has his own podcast called Breakfast with Kings. Well, I watched the video. This man mentioned Netflix. No problem with that. No problem. He was talking about old shows that are on Netflix. Dude, you actually gonna tell me you gonna disrespect Pop TV? And shows, like shows like Dynasty and Falcon Crest?
I'm not pretty young. I was like born in like the 80s, like LA 80s, but Dallas. I never really got into Dallas.
What?
Dawson Creek. I have not gotten to Dawson Creek.
No, hell no. I ain't watching that. Hell no. I ain't about Dawson Creek. But Dallas. Fucking Chris.
I never heard of I did hear of Falcon Crest, but I never watched it.
What about, I knew you heard of Dynasty.
Dynasty?
Yeah.
No.
What?
See, I heard of songs like The Heat of the Night. Now, I like that.
There you go.
The Heat of the Night, that's one of my favorite, because my mom used to watch that show.
There you go. Yes. When you start talking about old TV, man, don't forget Dirty Pop, man. They show some good. We rag on TNA. Yes, they deserve to be ragged on. Particularly from the shit.
I forgot all about Dirty Pop.
But they were showing some good old stuff. I mean, we rag on them for TNA, and rightfully so with the bullshit we saw the other night. But I'm gonna get your opinion on that in a minute, sir. You think I'm gonna let this show go and get some opinion on the final deletion? I'm gonna get an opinion on the final deletion, but
that's cool. But I liked it.
Let me.
I might be the minority on that, but I liked it.
Let me go to the chat room first. Acknowledge everybody here: DJ Goblin, myself, Dr. Doom, Iron, and two anonymous users. Y'all need to stop hiding. Just stop it. Man. I bet you it's Rage and Tony C. Rage and Tony C. They just didn't sign in. That's all it is. So, all right. Let's move on to some wrestling and some other things we're going to talk about this week. But first of all, before we get into the wrestling, how was your week, Mr. Hightower?
Well, it was pretty good, but then you know what's going on in Dallas, Texas, and Louisiana. in Minnesota. A lot of shooting. So that been going on.
Real quick, real quick, thoughts and prayers goes out to all the families affected, and those tragedies on both sides. Just my personal opinion, you don't solve violence with violence. So
that's what you're
supposed
to do.
Yeah, you solve it, and maybe I sound a little bit mushy coming from me. Love and education, man. So, you know, compassion, education, love, education. You know, those are ways that you will get the problem solved. But just want to say thoughts and prayers goes out to the families of everybody affected on both sides of the house. That being said, we've addressed it, given our condolences. Let's talk some wrestling. You listen to this show for an escape, and that's exactly what we're going to give you. An escape, hopefully, from what's going on. Hopefully, Pastor Sadella be with us tonight, because, Pastor, we need you too. And we can have some fun. Big Tone already messaged me. I'm looking for his music now. He wants a particular theme. So I'm trying to find it now for him before he cups on. So, but yeah, man. Well, while I do that, let's get your opinion. Let's get your thoughts, your opinions. TNA, Final Deletion. You said you liked it?
I liked it. Why? I saw it. I didn't see it live, but I saw it, and it was, to me, it was pretty cool. You know, that's the only thing that's going in wrestling right now. WWE ain't doing too much right now.
Hold up. Back up. I gotta stop you, and I don't mean to be rude, but I gotta stop you for a minute. Now, I was fortunate enough to watch the Final Deletion with a group party. I watched it with Rick Darr. I think it was Matt Squires, Padawan Jen, Scott, Rick Darr. And I didn't like it, man. I wasn't feeling it. Most of it was just hilarious, but a lot of it made no sense. You gonna get a birthday party on a wrestling show?
I mean, they were very creative. Very creative to me. I know Lee like this little feud.
Oh, Lee loved it.
Yeah. But it's something different. The match was crap. But the storyline of it and the story of them and Matt Hardy, he's acting like I've never seen Matt Hardy act like this before. So this is all like new to me with Matt Hardy. I'm like, damn, like it's just like it's right now it's better that particular storyline is better than any WWE storyline right now that's going on right now. I'm just telling the truth. That storyline they got, TNA sucks, but that storyline between the two brothers, it's pretty cool.
But isn't it over now?
I mean, it's over now, but Matt Hardy is just Brother Nero.
Brother Nero! Brother Nero!
It's funny, it's entertaining. Something different. They brought something different to the table.
Yeah, me. I'm Broken Will Morgan. I'm fighting Brother Phil at Mania 33. In the final subtraction, check it out. God, I just thought hilarious, yes, but and Matt Hardy went on and give him credit. He did go online and tell everybody what it was about. He said it was going to be for the casual fans, not the serious, you know, smarts like us. It's not going to be for us. It's going to be for the casual fans. Try to bring
casual
people.
Fans. It wasn't going to be for the smarts like us, like you said. Yeah. But it was still entertaining. Something that was different. Even though the match was crap, it was garbage. But it was just something different, like very different.
Boy, Matt, if you give me if I'm wrong, then with Squires, we were online. Matt Hardy killed me when he said xylophone. We've given him this xylophone. did you see the meme when Matt Hardy was like on the little riding mower, like he was playing in a game of Mario Kart? Did you see that?
You talking about the joint?
Yeah, no.
Not the joint. The line. Okay, yeah. I don't.
He was like he was playing Mario Kart in that thing.
The Mario Kart.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! Wow.
I think they got like 100,000 more. Somebody said they got a lot of people that viewed that specific match between those two. It's entertaining.
I tell you something else that got me, the damn drones. Where did you get the drone, man? Where did you get those Family Dollar drones from, man? Get them Family Dollar, man. Come on, man. Damn. This had me. I didn't know. The match was crap. It was trash. You saw Willow come out of nowhere. I mean, man. But it's over now. We can finally move on.
Yeah, we can move on from that. Let's see what they go. Well, they shit. They might be coming back up to WWE.
Oh, hell no.
I think that year they probably. Because I know Jeff got, I think, one more year with him, right?
I think he's got one more year with TNA, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be back. Because they're specifically Hall of Fame worthy anyway.
Do you want him back? Do you want this Matt and Jeff back, though?
Jeff, before Jeff left, Jeff was a main eventer.
But do you want him back now?
Not now.
Cause he ain't the Jeff that was there years ago. That's not the same Jeff.
Yeah, that's not the same Jeff that is now. Yeah.
Ugh, man.
But you still want him back to put like tag teams over?
I got an issue with that. I
don't have an issue about them coming back.
I do.
Not specifically right now, but like probably next year. During WrestleMania season will be a good fit for them to come back.
I can see
as
getting
a team.
I can see to get one. I can see maybe one match. Maybe one match. You know, just for nostalgia's sake. But
Hall of Fame. They are Hall of Fame, brother.
Yeah. But I don't want to see either one of those guys back, man. Neither one. They're done. Finish out your TNA run, and that's it. Uh-oh. Let's see if I can get him online. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Sitting here watching this fake fighting.
WWE light.
Man,
so these people are supposed to box or wrestle or what? I mean,
hold on a second.
WWE light.
Hold on one second. I got to do something real quick but because I got my other co-host. I got to do this. Give me one second, guys. Give me one second. Let's see if I can do this. Big Tone, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going tonight?
It's a little over the top, wouldn't you say?
No, that's for the best team coming up next year. Come on now, that is the Mean Street Posse. You gonna call Golden State the Mean Street Posse?
Don't even start with that damn cheated ass fucking team. Created team on 2K 2016.
So here's a question that I want to know about Golden State. Who takes the number one spot?
Curry, of course.
Curry. So what's going on?
Curry.
Has to take the background.
No, Curry gonna take the background. Kevin is gonna take. He's gonna be front and center. Kevin
okay,
is the star
was,
of that
who's
team.
The, who is the better player?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. Oh, that's a goodie.
Let me bring on my Lucha.
Because if they can't decide who's number one and who's number two, then
Kevin is going to be probably number one.
Yep.
And Curry number two.
Yep.
Straight yeah. Up. And they've already talked about it, so they already put the stuff in motion now.
Real quick,
he
guys.
Got old ass Ray Allen on there too.
So he did sign with the B.
They saying he did.
I'm not seeing that anywhere.
You've not seen that anywhere?
No, I haven't seen. I haven't seen it on ESPN. I haven't seen on NBA.com. I've seen some photoshops on Facebook, but that's all I've seen. Let me head on back to the phone lines real quickly. Bring on my Lucha correspondent, Dustin. How you doing, man?
What's going on, bro? How you doing, man?
Well, what's up, man? But yeah, I think it was a weak ass move for Kevin Durant to go over there. I know Lee disagrees with me in terms of. I
disagree with that too, man.
I know you would. I would.
I mean, look, he did his time. He became a free agent. He's allowed to.
He is allowed to do what he did, but
better his chances for a championship. Everybody's supposed to be in the league to win a championship.
But the thing is, he's got in Oklahoma City, he had it all right there. He was three games away, 48 minutes for three times, from going to the finals again.
You know how many is that third man on that team?
How many players back in the day were a game away every other year?
Look at this team that they got, though. They got an all-star team.
They had all-stars. They had great teams. But the problem was, there was always the Celtics in the way, or the Sixers, or the Lakers. And you had guys who, before free agency, was taking teams to the championship round, or to the playoffs, and couldn't get past that one team.
That goes all the time. Come on now.
I'm saying, like, if at some point, you know, if Oklahoma can't get that extra piece to get them over the hump, and the man really wants a championship, and he did his time, now he's a free agent, it's okay. That was the point of free agency. So you can better your chances at payday and better your chances at getting a championship.
Don't say nothing when Wade, Chris Paul, and my boy LeBron be on the same team, and y'all better not say nothing.
Why would I say anything?
Because that team
LeBron's a bitch anyways. So really, he needs help.
LeBron's one of the greatest players of all time.
You got your rabbit ass
mouth. One of the greatest players of this time, not of all time.
No, yeah. He's one of the greatest players of all time.
No. How you figure, yes, sir? No.
Okay, well, look.
We're talking surfer. Don't pay that no mind.
I know y'all want to be in denial because this is a man y'all watching. And so y'all want to deny this man's greatness. That's fine.
What's so great about him?
Sir, if you trolling, man, you trolling.
No, I'm not trolling nobody. He's one of the greatest players of all time.
You got your rabbit ass mind. You must put something in your prune juice, homie. But you got to some crazy shit now.
Don't you talk that prune juice shit.
Here's the thing that gets me. If you would have stayed in Cleveland that first time and won, that says something. He teamed up, went to Miami.
Did he not? Look, he became a free agent. You know, that's why you have free agency. You're not obligated to stay with a team for your entire career.
Kobe did it.
Jordan damn well near did it.
Jordan didn't.
He damn well near did it.
Now, through most of Jordan's career, he wouldn't have been able to become a free agent because that's when the salary cap came around. So he was getting paid big bucks. Was he saying
Jordan didn't get paid.
Wait, y'all naming guys that through most of their career either they didn't have free agency or they was at the beginning of the salary cap and that was preventing them from going to other teams.
Look, man,
Iverson did it.
Sure did. Well, almost.
Almost.
He was a different nugget. Almost. Jordan almost did it. Latched on with the Wizards. And even at that age, and the way he was playing, he wasn't a Michael Jordan of before, but even with the Wizards, he still averaged over 20 points a game. So, enough of your Jordan props on that. But I just thought it was a weak move. I just thought it was a weak move by a superstar.
And weak if either what the team you was rooting for.
You're going to go, I didn't want Kevin Durant. First of all, I'm a Bull fan. We didn't stand a chance against Kevin Durant. That's the first thing.
Right. It wouldn't have been
second thing, Wade, we got Wade. So, and we just got to hope that we got the way to last year. But I knew we were going to get Kevin Durant. I knew it. But, you know, it was a weak move by a star player. He's a top three player. Top three.
See, I can see him if he went to the Lakers.
He wouldn't have been shit.
I can even see if he went to the Heat. If he went to the Knicks. He didn't want to play in Washington. He didn't
want to play in Washington. Well, yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
It's not certain teams is okay, and some teams you can't go to.
Like I say.
The best fit for him? We're talking about the best fit. In our opinion, the best fit for him.
Right.
It's not this might be the best fit for him. Golden State might be. But he just want to win the ring. And that's okay.
Golden State may go on to beat the regular season record this year and win a championship. Then again, the two of them may not be able to get the job done together, and it could fall apart.
Like I say, to me, if you can't play with Russell Westbrook,
he
was playing with the guy, and now he decided.
But you got to understand. He's got a little bit of the Kobe complex. Okay, just a little bit, not much, but just a little bit. Russell, we all know. I'm a diehard Kobe fan. I tell you, Kobe's a ball hog like a motherfucker. Okay, that's what Russell Wills.
Russell is ball dominant. He's ball dominant, man. And now you gonna put him on the team with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Iguodala,
and Draymond Green.
Green too. Oh,
all them average at least 20 points a game. All them average at least 20 points a game.
That starting five is going to be one of the deadliest ever.
But I will say this. I will say, and we've seen it on the other end of the spectrum too. Big Tone, you remember that Lakers team that had Gary Payton and Karl Malone? They went to the finals.
Yeah, and then
Karl Malone got hurt.
But they played against the Spurs, right? Who did they play against?
That was that last game. That game was it was a snow. No, because that was Western Conference. They played. I want to say Boston.
That's what I want to say too.
Boston. I want to say Boston.
Yeah, but Boston had a good ass team too, though.
Yeah, but Malone got hurt, so it's no guarantee that these super teams.
Who the Boston had? They did they have
Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and that was just the trade before
Kevin
they got Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett.
That's why.
So let's not look at it as though it's okay. Surfer thinks that Kevin Durant made the best move ever, and that's fine. To each his own, but that doesn't mean that team is destined to win because we've seen it on the other side of the fence too. So
that is why you have to play the games
because you sign Kevin Durant, that don't solve your defense deficiencies. That doesn't solve anything in terms of the other end of the court. Doesn't solve anything at all. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. You lost Harrison Barnes. You lost Andrew Bogut. Say what you want. He was a presence. So
yeah, he was.
Man, he was a presence. So, you know, in the limited time that he played. Azeli's gone. He's to Portland. So they did lose some. So we'll see. Surfing Big Tone, what do you guys think about TNA's final deletion?
That shit is crazy. That is the biggest cornball shit. That shit is just foo-foo like it ain't no damn tomorrow. Whoever came up with that needs to be slapped.
I am curious about the ratings for that match.
It was so high because everybody was like,
Hey, Sean, y'all talking about the Bud Nero match?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was entertaining, like I said. The match was boot crap, but the storyline is entertaining.
You know what? That match looked like they looked like they were doing practice moves as opposed to real wrestling moves.
Right.
Like, they didn't.
It wasn't for us fans. It was for the casual fans.
As he said, he did.
It was a good story.
He went on Facebook.
Like, but you got to understand. You got to understand. That probably put the death knell in TNA right there with that bullshit.
When they're throwing each other over.
I think not.
You could tell they had no crowd to feed off of.
Right.
So they was going. It was like they were just practicing.
Right.
It looked slow. And
who came up? Who enough? Who on God's green earth came up with that fucking ending? That was some bullshit. That was some of the dumbest shit I've ever fucking seen. That's some shit Vince Russo would do.
So let me get this straight. So let me get this straight. First, Matt Hardy uses the baby, and now he uses the baby's birthday candle.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a reoccurring theme going on here. You know, isn't that right?
I
gotta go to the chat real quick. Nature Board has hit it on the head. Nature Board says if you went to the 76ers, talking about Kevin Durant, if you went to the 76ers, y'all say he made a big mistake. Hell yeah, he made a big mistake.
I wouldn't say, yeah. If you look at it like that, they're team wise, hell yeah. But, on that same note, it all depends on what the scheme is that team is trying to play. They plug in Kevin Garnett. Kevin Durant, they could probably go somewhere.
Right.
With the 76ers, with all that young talent they have on that team, he could mold that team real good, and he could have did something with it.
Let me ask you, what's worse? You're a free agent, and you go to the team that gives you the best chance of winning, or you just go to the team that just gives you this shitload of money no matter what position they're in?
Both.
No, both. Pick one.
Nah, it's got to be both. Because
depends on your situation.
If you go for the money, you get to a team that sucks, you're going to be sitting on the sideline every year. If you go for the team that's got what you need to get to the championship and they give you less money, you can do this all over again. Win a championship there and dip out and go win another one.
He didn't get no less money. $52 million.
I'm
just saying. How can they
both be bad? Either you chase the money or you chase a ring.
But there's a difference, though, Surfer. There's a difference between being trying to win a ring and being a ring chaser. There's a difference.
Why not? I don't see it that way. Your goal when you go into the league is to win a championship.
Your goal is win a championship in terms of beating the best talent that's presented in front of you. Golden State was the best talent they had presented in front of him. Like Big Tone said, they had three chances, 48 minutes away on three different occasions
to
beat that squad.
How many times are you supposed to run into the same brick wall and just keep running into that brick wall?
Ask the Bulls against Detroit.
Yep.
Ask them against the New York Knicks. Okay, yeah. Go back and answer that question.
Okay,
that's your answer.
Okay, see, your memories is not what y'all think it is. Let me
how you think it?
Let me talk, please. Detroit wasn't like a great team for years and years and years, and they got to the championship twice, and then they were old. And that's why the Bulls was able to surpass them.
For years. Big Tone, correct me if I'm wrong. How many years did Detroit go against Boston before they finally broke through?
Five.
Two years.
No.
Because it wasn't Boston. They was just hitting up against. They was going up against the Sixers. People forget that.
It was 5 years because two of those years, the Lakers went back to back and Boston won three of them. Boston won two of them their own self. Then the 76ers, not the 76ers, but Houston won before Detroit finally got past them. What are you talking about?
Those first 6 or 7 years in the 80s, what teams went to the finals from the East?
It was the Lakers and it was Boston.
I said
from the East.
The Celtics. They were the only team.
Pretty much.
The Sixers went to the finals four times.
Wait. In the 80s?
Yeah.
In the 80s. Did you say the 80s? The Sixers went four times.
Three or four times.
I thought they went once.
They went once.
They went once.
After that, they ain't never been there. They ain't been close.
Until
Al Iverson took them in the Lakers and beat their ass.
In 1980, they went and faced the Lakers.
Yeah.
In 82, they faced the Lakers.
No, they didn't. 83. That was Boston.
It was not Boston. It was the Sixers.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Boston went in 81. The Sixers went in 82 and 83. Now, everything's on the internet. You can look it up.
Surfer. I have every Laker championship I have on DVD now.
Uh-huh.
Every Boston one, because my brother is a Boston fan, he has all of them. Okay? The 76ers only went once in the 80s.
No, they went three times.
Okay.
The 1980s, the Lakers did beat the 76ers in the 80s. I got it right here. They beat them in the 80s. That year, the Sixers wasn't even the best team in the Eastern Conference that year. They were 59-23, but they still beat Boston. They defeated Boston 4-1 to get to the finals, and then the Lakers went on and beat them. That's back in 1980. So
81, Boston won, and Boston beat the Sixers, and they went to the finals, and they beat Houston. 82 was the Lakers and the Sixers again.
83
was Lakers and Sixers.
81 was Boston.
Yeah.
82, I'm looking up 82 right now. 82 was the Lakers.
Against.
Thank you.
82 was the Lakers. Give me a second. That year... 1982 NBA Finals.
Because that year, both teams was trying to get Bob McAdoo.
It was the Lakers versus the 76ers in 82, and the Lakers beat them in 82.
Okay. There you go. You're right. I was wrong. Okay.
You're trying to bring up a scenario
about what the Bulls did. When the Bulls got past Detroit, because Detroit was old, and Detroit, in their best years, they couldn't get past the Sixers and the Celtics. And then finally, both those teams got old, and then that's when Detroit got those two back-to-back victory wins. And
Chicago
then they got
couldn't
old.
Get past Boston.
They were getting old.
They couldn't get past Boston. They couldn't get past... They couldn't get past Detroit, and they couldn't get past the Knicks. Come on now.
Who couldn't get past them?
Before they went on that run, they could not get past Boston.
They couldn't get past Boston.
We're talking about Jordan and the Bulls. They couldn't get past Boston.
But listen, the Bulls...
They got past Boston. Then after that, after Detroit won theirs, they were still giving Detroit problems. They busted their ass. Then they ran up against the Knicks.
That won those first three championships was not the same team that was losing the years prior to that. They made changes.
Of course. Who wasn't?
The last time...
But they still had problems.
Other than before the Allen Iverson-led 76ers, the last time Philly made the championship and won it was 1983. They got revenge on the Lakers back in 83.
I know that.
And then Boston won it the next year against the Lakers in 84.
Mm-hmm. Then the Lakers won it in 85. Boston in 86. Lakers won it in 87, 88. Then Detroit won it on 89 and 90.
In those two years, correct me if I'm wrong, they put the Bulls out both of those years.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm. Dispatched them. dispatched them, that physical style of play. They beat the hell out of Michael Jordan.
It took Detroit getting old, because they were getting old the whole time, and the Bulls making some changes.
Once they got past, they still couldn't get past the Knicks.
The Knicks had problems, but the Knicks never beat the Bulls for a championship. With the exception of that one year they went to the finals when Michael Jordan went to go play baseball. Scottie Pippen was the leader of the team. They caught that bullshit ass foul against Scottie Pippen on Hubert Davis. I still say it's the biggest bullshit foul ever. I'm sorry.
Because that one was with Draymond and fucking LaBitcha. That was worse than that.
They call it LaBitcha.
But Hubert Davis rocked.
I say it sounds like sour grapes when y'all complain about star players going to the team that gives them the best chance of winning a championship.
Nah, man.
We're not saying that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Everybody's saying this because everybody felt
that he should have stayed in Oklahoma.
How many years did he play for Oklahoma?
He's been there from day one.
Nine years.
So that's not. He gave them 9 years of a chance to try to win a championship. They wouldn't have been in a position to compete if that man wasn't on that team.
But why go to the team that put you out?
They went with Durant before Russell Westbrook even got there, remember?
Yep. But why go to the team that put you out?
That's what everybody's tripping on.
They offered him a contract, and it's giving him his best chance.
It's not the fact that he left and went for better money and for a ring. It's the fact that he went to the team that put him out last year.
Did he go begging to them to sign him, or they offered him a contract?
He offered him the money and he thought about it.
Okay, so then what's the problem?
But he's the only one that did it.
He doesn't. In the era of free agency, it's not the same. Or like if you was a Sixer, then so you hate Boston because that's your rival. So you never go play for that team. Free agency, you play for whoever puts the money on the table and gives you your best chance.
And he's not the only player who did this, guys. Go back and look at the transaction logs. Al Horford did the same freaking thing. Atlanta put Boston out, and what does he do? He goes straight to Boston.
It's not the first person who's done it. So I don't understand why everybody's bitching and complaining.
Plus, what we don't know if Oklahoma was doing everything they could to make that team so they could get past.
Why they get rid of Iguodala? Serge Ibaka.
Why they get rid of him?
They got rid of Serge for depth, and he is trash.
That doesn't mean that the team was doing everything they could to give him his best chance of winning it.
I think they got rid of.
Sometimes ownership put together a good team, and then they get complacent.
I got a scenario for all of y'all. I think if you go back a couple of years ago, when they had James Harden and they were about $10 million apart, and he didn't want to sign him for $10 million more, which was a dumbass move in my opinion. OKC could have been won a championship by now if they would have signed James Harden to that contract. He just won't give him $10 million more dollars. I think that's the reason why they haven't won a championship yet. Because if you would have cut James Harden, that would have given you a third score that you needed to get through. Let's not also forget, I think Kevin Durant's move was based on the fact that Westbrook ain't staying.
Russell's leaving next year anyway. Yeah. Next summer, with all that money that's going to be there, he's gone.
Yeah. And I feel sorry for the OKC fans, because that's a franchise built from the ground up.
Now, was he there when he was? Did he go to that team after they moved to Oklahoma, or was he drafted by Seattle?
Kevin Durant was drafted. By,
Kevin Durant was drafted by Seattle, and when Oklahoma franchise came up in a supplemental draft, they got
him. Right.
Well, I thought Seattle moved to Oklahoma.
No, they moved to Oklahoma, but Kevin Durant was already a member of the team.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm saying he was there when they were still in Seattle.
Right.
So, if he gave them all, he gave them the opportunities. He gave them all the loyalty he needed to give them. Now, you know, he has his opportunity to try to win a championship. I can't fault the man.
I don't fault him either. If he didn't go this year, he will win next year. Because, like I said, that free agency class next year is going to be out of this world.
I think it's worse that a player takes, like, they want the biggest contract in the world. They know they're going to a shitty team, and they just don't put in it. Once they get that contract, they go to that shitty team, they only put the effort into playing. It's just they go out there and they go through the motions.
Like I say, it's no
good. What kind of shit is this?
Like I said,
they trying to rub dicks on each other or something?
What you talking about, the Silver and what's his name? I'm watching that shit right now.
I watched those females. It was the first fight. We got to a 69 position, and I'm like, I didn't sign up for this.
Why are you upset if you see that though?
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, dudes in a 69 position. No offense, but
I thought you said females. My bad.
No. The first two guys.
Okay.
Oh, well, no, that's different story.
That's different
story. The first fight.
Different story.
I'm like, Anderson Silva getting his ass whooped. Of course. Look how old.
Oh, Anderson Silva's losing?
Look like it.
Dustin, you still with me? Dustin, you still with me? I noticed that I'll be right back.
You know, you gotta play a theme song for Dustin when he does his Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Got that Mucha Lucha song?
Mucha Lucha.
The cartoon?
Mucha Lucha.
You play that.
Mucha Lucha. I love that show, by the way. Good show. Good show. Yes. Mr. Hightower, before we go any further, you want to tell everybody about your podcast that you do?
Oh, it's called Breakfast with Canes, where I talk about politics and movies.
What is this and podcast? Shows.
This podcast is on Podbean, Stitcher, everywhere.
How come you're not on the network? What's wrong with that?
Because
what?
I got my own thing going on with my cousin.
Yeah, but that don't mean it can't broadcast on the network.
It can, but it's like, I already talked to AA about it. I mean, we can do it, but we're not really committed to like every week. We'll do like twice, once every 2 weeks or once every 3 weeks.
I got
so we really not com- we really not commit we really not committed so, to so it like that.
Gotcha.
Being committed to quality podcast, you rather spend time with this girlfriend of yours.
What's
that? It's because
you ain't getting the ass
and
everybody else.
No. Why are you in this conversation? I'm joking with me in Hightower. Who asked you to get involved?
Oh,
hey, you messed with my fellow co-host, so I got to get you. What's up?
I'm not messing with you.
I'm back.
We having fun banter.
Okay.
I was talking about AA to it, but like I know that AA is very committed, and I know that me and my cousin can't put one on every week.
Right. Right. Like, all right, real quick, before we get into the rest of wrestling this week, I want Dustin to hit me up with that Lucha Underground report. Hit us up with that Lucha.
Oh, my brother, was it a fun Wednesday night? So, like I told you guys, Ultima Lucha kicked off. But apparently there was a match I forgot to mention. And it was basically because you guys watch Lucha on a pretty regular basis, right?
Yep.
So you know there's two things Dario Cueto is notorious for. One, his delivery of the phrase ladder match, and two, unique opportunities. So how about Dario decided to give Son of Havoc Tejano, Cage, and the Mac a unique opportunity. But they had to get it via a four-man mini-tournament that took place all last night. It was like three different no-rules matches, and Son of Havoc wins it at the end. So Son of Havoc gets a choice. Either he takes $250,000 and just walks away, or he gets a Ultima Lucha world title match at Ultima. He gets a Lucha Underground world title match at Ultima Lucha next year. He takes the world title match, but of course, as Dario Cueto has always been, there was a catch. How about Son of Havoc has to wrestle one more match to keep that Lucha Underground, keep that Lucha
Underground
title shot. If he loses, he loses the title shot, and the guy who beat him gets the money. Now you guys are pretty familiar with some of the legends in AAA, right?
Some, yeah.
Okay, so guess who shows up in the temple for the first time ever?
Pentagon Jr.
No, you ready for this? Dr. Wagner Jr.
You're kidding.
I swear to God, Dr. Wagner Jr. comes down and Havoc almost got him. Havoc came close. I literally, if he would have connected with that shooting star, it would have been done. But Wagner gets him, just basically puts him away and claims $250,000. Literally, I kid you not, that temple came unglued. Because could you know that guy around that's been running around, Famous B, he was looking for a new client, and he claims he's found one. He turns around, and there's a picture of Dr. Wagner on the back of his jacket. That temple came unglued.
Man.
It was amazing. And keep in mind, that's only one part of the card. There's still everything else for the next 2 weeks, including the Lucha Underground world title match, Gift of the Gods, the Trios tag match, and then, of course, there's Prince Puma and Rey Mysterio. So the next 2 weeks are going to be crazy.
All right. That's all we got from Lucha this week?
Oh, it is going to be intriguing, my friend.
Pretty much.
I mean, next week I'll be bringing you guys part two. So stay tuned, boys and girls.
Surfer want me to play this. There you go.
Oh, goodness, that was great. That was the greatest show ever, so
I'm not
even mad.
Oh, man. That was a great... Oh, my goodness. We got nobody in the chat room.
Nobody.
Let me check it now.
Oh, my God. This is the worst time to not have Lee here.
Let me check it now. Guess who's in the chat room? Lee Champion. It's me, nobody.
Oh, Lee, Lee, please.
Nobody. Lee, you might as well call in, bro.
Nobody.
You know what? Lee should call in just so he can do that and then hang up.
Just for that. Just call in for that and then hang up. Just that. Nobody. We got Iron in the chat, Big Tone, and 5'9 and the Shoes. Y'all need to make yourself known, man. Stop hiding.
How much you want to bet one of them is Rage?
I know. I know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got Iron. I saw Iron. What's up, Iron? Yes, Elite Champions in the chain. I was going to say,
after somebody wanted to check our show on there.
Disrespected our damn plug. That's okay, though. That's all right, Rage. That's why your ass ain't going to be there Tuesday night. And I am going to be there Tuesday night. Yes.
You never know. I might show up just for fun, too. You never know.
Oh, yeah. The whole crew might pop up.
For those who don't know, I beat Rage in a contest on Freaks and F and Geeks, so I get his.
Was it really much of a contest?
No, not really.
You know, like I told you,
I still don't think he got what you were saying to him about how you went about getting the interview.
Me neither.
I think he thinks
you went to corporate.
I sent a message on mm-hmm. Twitter and got an email. Mm-hmm. But if you look at his Twitter name, mm-hmm. why would somebody look at that and say, well, yeah, this is legit? Listen, he can have the Twitter name he wants. But then he got to understand that some people are going to look at that Twitter name and think another thing.
Right.
Oh, my God.
If you want to check out that interview, Double A did put it up. Thank you to my brother Double A for putting it up on the site. It really wasn't my world, but I said, bump it. Let's give it a shot. And I won. So I'll be there on Tuesday for Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Have you ever watched one of their videos?
I did. What day was that? A few days ago, I watched one of the videos. One of the UK shows.
At least he hasn't threatened to abandon his show for one of the videos. So
I've seen them in person at a couple of cons.
Yeah, I know they do comic cons too. Yeah. Yeah, nobody. That's right. Nobody is telling Lee. Don't be shy. That's what nobody just said in the chat. Don't be shy, Lee.
I'm just saying, as long as Lee has been gone, we need that just once.
Nobody.
Well,
only thing better is if Matt E. Echelon was in the chat room.
Unfortunately, once Lee's show comes to an end, he might want to.
Don't even say that because I'm still kind of pissed at Lee.
He might want to pop up more other people's shows.
Lee, come on anytime, man. He can come on anytime.
Yep. Shoot. I told Lee the other day. I was like, dude, don't think just because your show over, you don't get to call in.
Yeah, he's more than welcome to call in here anytime he wants. More than welcome. More than welcome to.
Well, he probably will call in more since, you know, he'll be freed up to not have to.
I knew where you were going. I knew where you were going, sir.
Y'all need to leave right alone, man.
No. I mean, like one of the reasons he doesn't call much into other shows is because, you know, he's doing his show.
Right.
But, you know, once that stops, he may decide, I want to call this show a little bit more, that show a little bit more.
Right.
And, you know, Lee has a life, you know, he got a family. He got things to do.
Yeah. So true.
Especially after rest, just because Ray's talking about he going to take a vacation. I'm just like, bye. take a vacation.
Bye.
Me.
Just go.
Y'all just see Vince McMahon. That bitch.
Man, all right, guys. Let's get into some of the news this week that we got going on. We've talked about Teenage Final Deletion. Yeah, it is what it is.
You know, Willow popping out the water after Jeff Hardy get knocked in.
Yeah.
I swear, if nobody's heard Rick Dara and everybody's little commentary on it, I listened to it earlier today. That moment was the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah, we were tripping over that.
And then getting tased and somehow switching places with Gardner.
Yeah. You know what I feel for the most about that, though? I feel sorry for the kid. Maxwell, really?
You talking about the baby?
The baby. I feel sorry for that kid.
We're talking about a couple bases, and his mama's name is Reggie Scott. Come on now.
that kid is doomed.
If you haven't heard Turnbuckle Throwback from last night, Phil had me rolling. He had me rolling
when he said, "Hello, my name is Maxwell, and this is my cousin TDK." He had me rolling on Turbo Throwbacks last night. I couldn't take it.
Where was the nanny at? How come he wasn't involved?
I don't know.
Really? Because the nanny's too busy trying to detach himself from all that sadness and shame.
Y'all like Broken Matt Hardy? Anybody besides Hightower like Broken Matt Hardy?
I will take this much. I don't like it, but it's one of those things, it's like a car crash. Every time I see it, I want to just see it and just watch what happens.
It's not bad. Why y'all watching it? If it's bad, y'all should have been watching it.
I think what it is, I think the reason I watch it is because Matt's never done anything like this before.
I wasn't planning on watching it, but, you know, it was on Double H show, and they brought it up, so I turned it on. And then it's like when I was a kid, and I used to love watching houses burn down.
Shit. So certainly you're a pyromaniac, huh?
No. It's like when you're 5 or 6 and you see a crowd and you look and a house is burning down and people are standing around watching it, you don't know any better.
If the Red EM Studios burn down tomorrow, you know who did it.
No.
I love that person just tried to skim past that like nobody was supposed to say anything.
No, I'm talking about...
You can't say that. You got two suspects. Can't say it's just one.
I never said I was about starting fires, but at the age of 4 and 5, you don't know that somebody's house burning down is a tragic thing. All you see is something that's drawing a crowd.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, when you put it to it like that, it makes perfect sense. When you just try to skim past that, like nobody's supposed to say anything. That's what I'm afraid for my life.
All right, guys, I'll
tell you something that I've always felt bad about thinking this way.
What?
And I'm quite sure I'm not the only one. I worked at the airport for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Ray?
I'm glad it didn't happen. But in the furthest reaches of the back of my mind, I wanted to see a plane crash.
Damn.
I know.
Well, actually, you know what? That's not as bad because at least you weren't taking pictures of the Bella's bags like you didn't hate them.
I'm just saying. It was one of those things that when you out there on the ramp, it that would have been something I'd have never forgotten had I seen something like that.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That actually does make a lot of sense.
That's not to say I was hoping for it, wanted it to happen.
Right.
But if it did. It would have changed my life. And I don't know how bad it would have changed it, but... And I remember telling some other guy out there that... And he was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing that too. So I'm quite sure I'm not the only one that thinks that when they're out there.
And yeah, Big Tone, if Will didn't already tell you, after Rage's disrespect... Yeah, I'm getting my Rage jokes in for real tonight, so...
I heard. We got to get it.
All I'm saying is I wasn't going to do it until on Tuesday.
All right, guys.
All right, y'all.
It is 12 o'clock. Time flies by when you're having fun. Let's get to some of this news real quick. 12:30, be here before you know it. And brother got to work tomorrow. Brock Lesnar's SummerSlam opponent is now known as Randy Orton.
Good. Wow. Good. That's going to be a good match. It's going to probably be a good feud because they never faced each other, right?
That's true. They did once like 14 years ago, but it was only one time. It was just like an offhand match.
I think the reason why they picked Randy Orton, because if Brock Lesnar lose tonight,
Randy Orton going over.
Listen, Randy, you know, Randy Orton could hit that RKO out of nowhere and get a quick victory.
That's true.
That is
true. I will say I would like to see an F5 get countered into an RKO just to see how that would work. Oh, that would be beautiful.
That'd be lovely.
Do you think that he would come out on UFC 200 and RKO was that?
I saw that too.
That was pretty funny.
Hightower, don't be that guy. Don't you do it.
Oh,
I can't see Vince letting Brock come in and get
I'm sorry, Destin, I'm sorry, but I went double A on UFC. I'm sorry, I'm not a UFC fan. I'm with double A on that one.
Because the sad part about it is, you know, only the people who aren't if you're not a diehard fan, that joke makes sense. But when you're a diehard fan, you see everything wrong with that joke.
Yeah.
Because you realize nobody, just like the same thing I was saying, when Phil Brooks steps in that cage, he's going to find out nobody can get in there to help you.
Yep. It's all you.
Oh, I can't wait. And that's what? This is what? In about a month?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to his bitch.
Basically, it's about a month, but then you realize it's Phil Brooks, so it's in like a year.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm just saying, all I'm saying is Rage is the only person who will believe in somebody who gets injured twice before their first fight.
And not
even like regular hurt, like you need surgery hurt. Because Will, here's the thing a lot of people don't think about. Remember all the injuries he said he had when he left on Colt Cabana's podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those injuries don't just go away. Those stuff sticks with you.
Iron is just going in on Surfer. Surfer is like the Rat EM Zodiac Killer.
I haven't killed anyone, so.
And I guess I'm the Unabomber.
Oh.
You know the thing I don't like about.
Oh, damn.
You know the things I don't like about UFC fans? Y'all always try to trash on us, or us WWE fans.
Yeah, see, there's certain UFC fans I don't like, and those are the ones. Like, believe me, Hightower, I'll vouch for the good ones. Like, see, example, like what Goldberg said about how all fighters want to be pro wrestlers. Mm. No, because I did it for 8 years, and not one point did I think of walking in the Vince McMahon's office talking about some sign me brother. So,
don't start about that fake ass little bastard.
Yeah.
But we started our little podcast.
You know we gotta do this every episode, Tone. Come on now.
Real quick, couple other things. couple of things we need to get to. Moose, formerly of ROH, may be signing with TNA in the near future. WWE refused him back in 2009 because a domestic charge was against him. So Moose is heading over to TNA.
Why?
WWE just didn't let that go.
I guess he don't want the money.
Well, then again, you know how most TNA guys are. 90% of them work the indies, too. So,
well, you know that's not going to be the case anymore.
Oh,
yeah, because now it's exclusive now.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm, it's exclusive now. Mm-hmm. So if you can't be an exclusive with TNA, if you're still going to work the indie scene, guess what? You got to work the indie scene. They're not allowing you to do both anymore.
Well, it's still better than working TNA and wrestling Matt Hardy in his backyard, so.
I would stay with ROH. I wouldn't have went to TNA.
Not now. WWE is reportedly interested in bringing back Kurt Hawkins and Jimmy Wang Yang. I wouldn't mind seeing Hawkins. I can't say the same about Yang though.
Well, they're gonna use him as fodder for the new guys coming up from the NXT. That's all they're gonna use him for.
Yeah.
You don't like a redneck Asian?
I knew he was coming.
At least what I was going to say. I just didn't think he'd be Surfer.
No, I mean, that was his gimmick.
It was a gimmick. Yeah, it was his gimmick. Dan Bryan feels that D. Bryan Kendrick could win the Cruiserweight Classic.
What?
Okay.
I think he can win it.
I don't know. Wait, about
Dan Bryan Kendrick in the Cruiserweight Classic?
Yeah, he's in it. Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't think he won it all.
No, I'm not saying he will win. That's it.
He could.
But he's one of the he's one of the few names that is probably is possible to win it.
Right.
Because he is somebody people know.
Mm-hmm.
He could make it far. I don't know about winning, though.
Well, yeah, he could make it there. He could make it there, yeah. But win it all? No, shit.
I would love to have Kurt Hawkins back. I'd love to have him back.
Man, he's a champion. He's won championships in the WWE, so
yeah.
It's not like he's just been an average wrestler.
Yeah.
You may have thought that, but he had a better career than you remember.
No, I mean, I know he had a good career, but it's just when I look at other guys who are in the tournament, like the Zach, like my guy I'm picking to win it, Kota Ibushi.
I think KJ Perkins is going to be up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think whoever wins it, it depends on what the plans are after the tournament.
Right.
The question is it going to be a belt, or are they going to be on, they're going to get the contract to NXT, or what?
I would say bring the belt back, because we don't want to remember a midget being the last champion.
A fired midget at that.
Very true, very true.
A fired midget at that.
Because people have to remember that. A lot of people have to remember that. That's why it's so exciting. The last thing anybody remembers with the Cruiserweights was the fact that Hornswoggle was the last champion.
Yep.
Last champion? Why would you? Yeah.
Yeah, last champion.
They retired the belt after they stripped it of him.
Yep. Mm. Pat Patterson doesn't believe Roman Reigns' career would suffer by his post-suspension.
No, because if they do him like they did Triple H for the curtain call, he'll be all right.
Yep.
That's what they need to do.
Couple of rumors going on out there. John Cena is supposed to...
Let him take his shit and see if he's willing to say thank you.
Right.
Then...
Do you guys think the Shield is bad for ratings? Do you think with those three guys being champions at one point, do they think it was bad for the ratings?
No. Okay, because there was something where you've never seen.
That's the new big players. All three of them. All three of them is main eventers in their own way. Even Roman Reigns.
Bitch ass Roman Reigns. But anyway,
Actually, think about it like this. At least when Roman lost, Roman didn't job out to The Rock just so he could drop it to Cena.
Oh!
That's true.
So true.
Are you really the best in the world when you dropped out to the movie star?
I was going to ask this question later, given the events of Monday Night Raw, but what do you guys...
That garbage-ass show?
Oh, it was garbage. It was... Save for the New Day promo. Save for the New Day Wyatt family promo. The rest of that show was strictly garbage.
They took the day off.
I turned it off after the New Day promo.
Last Monday they took the day off for the holiday.
That's true. That's what they did.
Everybody was in a food coma.
I can't blame them for taking it easy on the 4th of July. I mean, nobody really wants to work.
I agree. But after the New Day promo, that was, the rest of it was garbage, trash,
rubbish. Actually, no. We have to do it like Double A's favorite person, the shits.
I mean,
that's
why they had that big tag team match at the end of the show. That was just a waste of time.
That was the dumbest one, though, I guess. Never mind.
Come on, 8-on-8. That's never a good idea.
You kept the questions I was going to ask from the show. What the hell did they see in Zack Ryder?
He's a vet.
I know.
I mean, he been there for a while.
I think it's one of those things where Zach has stuck around so long, they feel like finally giving him what he's earned. I guess if that makes any sense.
Zach Ryder ain't beating Rusev.
And they all got to remember, he's probably a good guy in the back. If Vince like you.
Yeah, I guess he's a good hand. He can be a good hand.
Joseph Hyde, because he got a couple wins, he's going to beat Rusev.
Right.
Realistically, I'm just glad that he's getting some kind of wins instead of getting the treatment like Chavo used to get. Remember how Chavo used to get beaten goofy matches by Hornswoggle every week?
Yep.
Once,
just saying, it could work.
He only got these wins so he can challenge Rusev, and Rusev can run through him like he's running through everybody else with the belt.
Okay, then who's he going to... Okay, right now, with the landscape it is right now, who's going to take that belt off Rusev right now? Unless Cena decides he wants to say, you know what, I'll take the U.S. title back. Who's going to do it?
Nobody. I could give you names of people that could take the belt off him.
There's only two!
They could decide they want Sami Zayn to take the belt.
No, he's Intercontinental. I think Sami Zayn will be the next IC champ because they're getting tired of the Miz. Even though he's a good heel, they're getting tired of him.
The only person that makes sense to me.
Somebody that they could want to maybe put that belt on him and take it from Rusev. And then, who knows, maybe Apollo Crews.
Only other person I can see.
Not yet.
Only person I can see do it, Cesaro.
Cesaro just lost to him.
But Cesaro could take that title from him if they want to start a program again somewhere down the road after he gets done with Zack Ryder.
True.
Maybe make him great again and he'll get the belt.
Who?
Oh, please. Yeah. That's not going to fucking happen.
Never get that.
They're using him as a damn sideshow. Come on now.
Sideshow.
It could be that What dude is doing for him works, and he becomes U.S. champion.
That's not working.
Come on now.
No. He's great.
Come on now. Here's the bad thing about that, though. The most entertaining part of that bit isn't even Darren Young. It's freaking Bob Backlund.
Right.
Yeah.
Bob Backlund might help him win. He might cheat for him.
Yeah, see, but that's not Bob's style. Bob just gonna get really aggressive and almost have a heart attack on the outside.
Hey now,
you know what?
I'm just saying. Every time I see him cut a promo, I'm just waiting for it to happen. I'm waiting.
I miss my Bob Backlund, the one I grew up with, not the crazy one.
You said not the crazy one.
Like I was
and Destin, how you feel about Mark Hunt? Is he a good fighter? You think he'll knock out Brock?
I'll say this when it comes to it. Brock's best chance is to go to the ground because Mark has a notoriously weak ground game. If Brock stands up with him, I don't like Brock's chances because all Mark has to do is catch him once. That's all he needs to do. But I think if Mark Hunt keeps it standing, that's his best bet.
Because I
want to
see Brock get his ass knocked out. I want to see everybody hate old Brock.
And I'm going to tell you the thing about it is, honestly, I don't care who it is. Mark Hunt can literally knock out anybody. He has that, just like I said.
First of all, The Rock is my cousin.
Because actually, the interesting thing about it, what a lot of people don't know, he is partially Samoan, but he's actually originally from New Zealand. So he's not even from that same island or anything.
The Rock is my cousin, bruh.
But see, the thing about it is, because everybody on Rock's cousin family, they got to use that to get the way they are. Mark Hunt had to do was use them two lunch boxes on the end of his wrist, and he got just what he
Yeah, he looked tough. I'm looking at Ryan. He looked hella tough. He looked serious. Oh,
I tell you right now, if you want to cringe over and over and over again, just look up a knockout highlight reel and see if your liver don't shake every single time.
How come this ring doesn't have any ropes?
Because it's a cage.
I'm kidding.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, you wasn't, sir. Don't lie to me.
I'm kidding. Jeez!
No, sir, because you said... Surfer, you said you was kidding when you thought Shaq was going to win at WrestleMania.
Oh!
Oh, Lord.
Did anybody really thought Shaq was going to win?
Yeah.
You said it. You said it.
It was up to Vince McMahon. You
know,
hell yeah.
I don't know why.
It was up to Vince. Vince would have been like, yeah, he's winning.
I don't know why, when I tell a joke, y'all just want to believe, I think this. Like, it never occurred to y'all.
It's just because some of the stuff you say and you really believe it. It's just sometimes I can't put it past you.
If it sounds far fetched, don't you think I'm joking?
If it sounds like something Rage would say, and says Surfer Service, don't believe. No.
Yeah, I will give Surfer that. Surfer don't go as bad as Rage does.
where's Heyman?
He's about to come, I think, hold on.
I don't think he's there. Ah, speaking of Paul Heyman.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a minute.
Exactly. What if, and this is a hypothetical, what if he is the new CEO, the new, what's the name for SmackDown?
It only matters if Heyman is booking the show.
Wasn't Brock supposed to use his WWE song?
Yeah, he apparently gets his music for his walkout song.
If he's only in charge on television, that doesn't mean shit.
But then again, you gotta remember with Paul, they pretty much let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah, but
pretty much.
He has to actually be booking the show.
That's what I'm saying. When it comes to the stuff he does, they pretty much let him book it. So I would figure they'd let him book SmackDown. Because it's not like he's bad at it.
Yeah, I mean, I let him write for it, to be honest. If he really wanted to do it right, I let him write for it he did the first time.
Took the show from him because other people didn't like the fact that he was putting on a better show than they were.
Yeah, so Stephanie had a bug up her. Stephanie had a dick up her ass and she couldn't handle it. That's what.
So you think that anything has changed as far as that goes?
Yeah, because Steffi's got more important things to do instead of worrying about what SmackDown's doing.
I think it's going to be Stephanie and Shane running a show. All this stuff, or who could it be? That's just all bullshit.
Yeah. No shit, Sherlock, but we're just starting to say on-air personality, who's it going to be? We know one's going to get one, the other's going to get the other. We know that shit, but who's going to be the general manager for both of them? You don't know.
Why you got it? What? Don't. You don't know, dummy. The language with me. I don't insult you.
See, I didn't say, that's why I said don't. I didn't say what I really wanted to say. Yeah, exactly. That's why I pulled back and didn't say what I wanted to say.
I have one name, starts with an S. That's all you have to call me by.
Surfer.
Okay, Jimmy.
You forgot Jimmy.
Bum motherfucker.
A couple of things.
I was going to say, Surfer, at least think about it like this. At least we pick on you because we love you.
I don't need this kind of love.
See, the reason we mess with you, Surfer, because we know you're playing around. No, okay, we know you don't mean nothing you say.
The shit I went through yesterday, which is wrong.
And on top of that, Surfer, you can take a joke.
No. Yesterday, they broke me yesterday. Okay?
What did they do yesterday?
First of all, they got jealous of my shine. You know. I let them know that my Twitter feed is now boss approved, and they didn't like
boss approved. What, Double A approved it?
No. Who calls themselves the boss?
Oh, so you saying Sasha Banks already approved it, huh?
Oh my God.
You said boss approved, so Sasha already approved it, huh?
Man.
She
is following me on Twitter.
That's nice.
That's
nice.
One of the Bellas is following me on Instagram. I know that. I think it's Brie Bella.
Follow me. Is it the one Ray Chase? Oh wait, no, Ray Chase both of them.
I'm hoping Sasha Banks takes that belt from Charlotte because it's about time Charlotte loses that bitch.
This doesn't look like Brock Lesnar. He's backing up and bouncing around. I thought this guy was a beast.
The UFC is a whole different thing. You got to play it safe here. He can't just run around suplexing guys left and right.
Yeah, you can't go in. You can't go in like that, man.
Yeah. Basically, I say it now, the 11th commandment, thou shalt not rush Mark Hunt, or thou shalt get put
down. That boy can hit, man.
Thou shalt say goodnight.
A couple of wrestling rumors, real quick. John Cena's cutting. Surface guy, surface man. John Cena is cutting back on house shows, and he won't tour. He won't tour for a time. Finn Balor's WWE main roster call up is expected anytime, but no later than the end of July. You might get Neville returning to WWE TV next week. If we do, his first program back could be with Chris Jericho. Zack Ryder and Surfer talked about it earlier. Zack Ryder will he'll actually get some work against himself.
Uh-oh. Trying to give him a blowjob.
Wait, what?
What the hell? He said a blowjob. Oh my God.
Did I miss
Rock got dude down?
I gotta go to my Lucha correspondent for one more time for the night. Let me ask you a question, Dustin. Could Lucha Libre be better than WWE?
That is a tough one because there's some aspects of Lucha where I enjoy it more, but there's some aspects where I don't. Like one thing me and Rick talked about one day, it seemed like those spots, they look more set up. You know what I'm saying?
Rock looked like he's passing out. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
Wait, who passing out? What?
Brock's in a he's in a hole, and he's trying to get leverage on the other guy, but he kind of looked like he's passing out.
And it was said today how much money Brock is getting for this. He's getting
how much?
He's getting
all
two,
in and out.
He's getting two.
Brock got dude on the ground again.
He's getting a $2.5 million purse.
That's even more than Conor McGregor got. Conor McGregor didn't even get that much.
$2.5 million. But I asked you, Dustin, is Lucha Libre better than WWE?
There's some aspects where I can kind of see it, like some of the characters, some of their stories. Like the prime example, of course, my favorite Pentagon Jr. I feel like he'd do perfect in the WWE if they kept that gimmick. But there's some aspects where it seems like WWE almost is a little bit more organized.
Right.
The spots don't look as set up. Because if you don't watch Lucha Underground, there's some spots where you clearly see the guy waiting for the spot. That's one of those things I wish they would fix it, because then it would look a lot more clean. But then again, there's some things, like a prime example, Prince Puma. I say right now, I didn't even know it was possible to sprint up on your feet after a 6:30, but Puma proved me wrong. So it's one of those things where it kind of depends on where your preference is, I guess you could say.
Another thing that kind of disappoints me about Lucha, sometimes the presentation is off. Sometimes they take bad angles. If you watch the show on a consistent basis, they take bad angles, and the presentation is kind of jacked up because of it.
Yeah, that's what. But you have to understand, if you go down to Mexico, and I was down there. I lived in Tijuana for about 6.5 months. Went to a few shows down there. They love it that way. They flock to it on TV. You watch AAA on TV.
That's
love it.
That's basically how they're accustomed.
Yeah, into it, just that's like what I'm saying. So, they're accustomed to the more stiff style with everything up there. So
right.
it kind of depends on where your preference is, really. Personally, I don't mind either.
I said in the chat, I think Lucha's biggest issue is that it has a small arena type feel, and that might be from the smaller places that they record on.
I will say this: I kind of agree with Iron, but at the same time, I do love the look of the temple. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say the temple makes the. But like I know a friend of mine who went on the taping for season 2. He even said, "No, sir, I forgot the temple."
Damn!
I was saying, I had a friend who went to their tapings. He said the one thing about it is you really feel like you're a part of the show. You're not just the audience when you're there.
TNA is moving back to Thursdays on July 21st at 7 p.m., 7 Central.
Smart idea.
Yay.
Well, I mean, they can't compete against SmackDown
they
don't want to get...
They what now?
They can't compete against live SmackDown.
Right, right.
They don't want to be... Like, TNA doesn't want to be the... Because I was going to say, TNA doesn't want to be the SmackDown what Bret Hart was, the AA. That one's for you, AA.
Oh, damn. Damn.
I got a question. I got a couple of questions. I got a couple of quick questions.
Actually, if I could jump in real quick, now I think about the whole Bret Hart thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking back, I know you heard that about him whining about his rating in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing about Bret Hart. I'm sorry, but this might be slightly distasteful, but am I the only one thinking Bret Hart got cancer because God was telling him to shut up?
Like a bitch.
Yeah, you can't really say that.
Well, I can say yeah, that's terrible, but I can also say the reason why his ratings go low.
Because he talked too much shit. Talking about Triple H.
And
Triple H. I think about my baby bitch.
Yeah, and Triple H is here. It's just like, what do you expect?
But my thing with Bret, though, and love Bret Hart, give him all the props, you know, for some years, he was truly the excellence execution in terms of Matt knowledge. But you can go back and look at a few instances, particularly in his match with the Hart Foundation, he wasn't the best athlete.
He really wasn't.
He was older.
He sucked.
You know, he wasn't the best athlete.
The Hart Foundation finally won those tag belts.
Mm-hmm.
He was garbage.
He wasn't the best athlete out there. Again, give him his props. One of the best mat wrestlers I've seen. But when it comes to somebody like a young Shawn Michaels or whatnot, he wasn't really quite there. You know. Now when he was in Canada doing his thing. See what?
I was gonna say, yeah, the whole thing with Bret Hart and Lee has said this on multiple occasions, it's just like, why are you complaining? But then I guarantee if Vince calls him tomorrow and says, "Hey, I want you on Raw," Bret will be there in the quickness, and then go on a podcast and talk shit later. And it's just like it's like be on board or don't be on board. Pick one.
Yeah.
I really think he just really hates Triple H.
I do too.
He hates Triple H more than he hates Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
But the sad part about it is he doesn't have much of a reason to hate him. The screw job happened forever ago. Everybody's let it go but him.
And that's his fault, though. That's his fault for not laying down the title.
Right. He wanted to lose it.
Wasn't he going to WCW anyway?
He was going to WCW.
Yeah, but what did he have to lose?
He was going to WCW, and he didn't want to lose the belt in Canada. He wanted to lose it in Detroit. He wanted to win in Canada and then lose it Monday in Detroit. I think that's how the story went. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I want to say it was something like he just didn't want to lose to Shawn.
Yeah, it could have been that, too.
He didn't want to lose to Shawn. He didn't want to lose in Canada.
Oh,
thank you.
Canadian people, so he would have, like you said, that's true. He said he was in Detroit, but he didn't want to lose in Canada. And Bret was, I mean,
Vince was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You drop it when I tell you drop it, and this is where he's going to be.
Right. And again, Brett was always up there toward the top when he was in his prime. But that's his prime. By the time he won those tag team championships, he wasn't, I don't know. I don't think he was.
It's just where he has too much hate for Triple H for not enough of a reason.
Right.
Like, I mean, like, a lot of us on the network, we should, like, if we have an issue with Triple H, we have a reason. Like, example, one of the biggest ones, Tony's always said, he wouldn't put Sting over, but he put Roman over. That makes sense. But a rating in a game?
You know what? Let me tell you something. I bet you Triple H wanted to put him over, but Vince stopped that shit.
I'll bet you. Yeah, because actually, when you think about it, look at the history of Triple H and WCW guys. He beat Booker T. He beat Goldberg. He beat Kevin Nash, and then he beat like what, two others besides Sting?
Hell, he beat Sting.
Because I heard the story behind those skulls he had in his hand. I think I heard the story was each skull represented a guy from WCW that he beat.
Mm.
It was something like that. I think I heard. And it's just like, that's one of those things where, yeah, that's just Vince being petty.
Yeah, but maybe the first tag, when Brett won that first tag team championship, he was still in his prime. But after that, I don't think he was. I don't think he was. And he definitely wasn't in his prime when he got to WCW.
Oh, no.
That was a deflated Bret Hart. Iron says he's just bitter that he was not able to end his career on his own terms.
Sting wasn't able to end his career on his own terms. You see, Sting has no issue.
Yeah.
Like not everybody. I mean, look. I think I'm a perfect example.
You going
over as myself? My mixed martial arts run did not end how I would have liked it to, but it ended. And I mean, hey, I had a hell of a ride while I lasted. So it's just like sometimes you just got to take what you can get. Be glad you made it.
Right. I got another question. Why you guys think they're doing what they're doing to Titus O'Neil? Is because they're getting the suspension?
Yeah, they punch him. Yeah. There ain't no other reason you give a man a title shot on Father's Day while his kids are in the crowd.
And he drops
and then on 4th of July. They're still punishing him.
Yeah.
But then again, at the same time, it could have been worse. He could have been jobbing out the Shining Stars or whatever. So.
He should just leave.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor.
I can't never work in what's the name? I would never work in the WWE.
That's the rumor.
They even asked me.
That's the rumor that his contract, once his contract is up, he's going to leave. So we'll see.
He needs to leave.
Vince McMahon will be on Raw this Monday. I wonder what he's going to do. What is he going to say?
Exactly what he's going to do. He's going to blow his quads out again.
Vince McMahon.
Oh, damn. I just watched that rumble earlier today. I can't stop myself.
I got another question. Will the Lesnar Orton match save WWE from its curtain rating slope?
Fuck no.
Nah.
Because everybody's just expecting Randy to blow his shoulder out getting in the ring. So it's just,
no. Everybody expecting the Brock to whoop his ass, which Brock need to get his ass whooped. I'm tired of him winning. He should just stay in the UFC. I just cut his contract right then and there. Just stay in the UFC.
The only reason I would want to see him stay in the UFC instead of WWE is if Phil Brooks moves 110 pounds. So then he'd be at the weight limit and they could fight.
What do you guys think about Seth Rollins' little...
Oh, my God.
What do you guys think about... Seth Rollins' little cut promo on Roman Reigns on Monday night.
He was going to have somebody who had to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody got
him. Yeah.
You know, they're going to punish Roman verbally while he's out, too.
Right. Is
it, notice they didn't say anything. You notice the other night they didn't say anything about Jerry Lawler. He's getting there like he wasn't nothing.
Sure didn't. Sure didn't. He just came back in there like it wasn't then.
He just came back in there like he never left. He was like, what y'all doing? Where y'all at? I fell asleep. What happened?
No gusset. He just slipped. You hear his voice and you're like, wait a minute. Wasn't no tongue of it last week? What's up?
Is the New Day over? And can they survive on their own?
Have they beat the record?
They ain't gonna beat that until SummerSlam, probably.
Yeah,
that's true. I forgot they have to break the record. Yeah,
they're not gonna be done until after they surpass the record.
I think when it comes to them breaking up, the only one I'm kind of worried about is Xavier, because we've never seen him by himself before.
I think right now the New Day is playing three level chess with the Wyatts, with the whole Xavier Woods acting scared. Like, it's all set up.
For what? To him returning, to him become part of the Wyatts?
Yeah, I mean, they're setting the Wyatts up. They're making the Wyatts think that they have the upper hand, and the New Day's going to pull something on the Wyatts.
Oh, but I mean, you gotta think, how elaborate is it if it outsmarts Bray Wyatt?
Well, the New Day's been outsmarting everybody they come up against.
Yeah, see, but they've never came against anybody like the Wyatt family, though. That's the only thing.
That's why they're going the extra mile with this, with their strategy.
I'm liking Bray. I'm not feeling the other three, but I like Bray.
I saw the Camp WWE where it featured Bray Wyatt, and that was just some creepy, crazy shit. He supposedly have a book of poetry, and everything in the book is racist poetry.
That one. If you're talking about Camp WWE, I can't get rid of the one with the Rock.
Hold on a second, guys. Let me see.
New Day comes from a world that doesn't really exist. The power of positivity doesn't really exist. But we come from a world where the pains of reality are constant. This is the place where lost souls are found. A sanctuary for the damned. This is where we come from, New Day. And we would like to formally invite you to join us.
This is an invitation!
This is an invitation.
So come on! Bring your sunshine! Bring your laughter! Bring your mendacity!
And we will deliver you the truth. It's the power of positivity. It's nothing more than a fairy tale, a joke, a myth. And only fools and children could believe. But fear, fear is very, very real. So come on, New Day. Come on in. The water's fine. Join us. Join us. Join us.
Okay, sir, for my question to you, how you going to outsmart that?
Hold on, they're about to announce the winner.
Say what?
We have to announce the winner.
Oh, it went to decision?
Brock won.
I knew it.
Unanimous decision.
I got jobbed out. God damn.
Wait, server, did Brock, like, take him to the ground most of the fight?
Yep. Yep. Took him to the ground.
That's exactly what it was. Everybody knows that's the one place where if you fight Mark Hunt, that's the
you
one
can beat
place
him like that. Survive. Yeah.
See, what it was, I don't. It's not even Mark jobbed out. It's just Brock played it smart. Brock did exactly what he had to do. Brock wasn't going to be stupid enough to get in a striking fest like most people are.
No, too bad for you, Randy Orton.
Oh, man.
Fuck that. He need to go. He need to leave. God damn it. I'm going to see him again. God damn it. You need to get out of the WWE. You about to ruin WWE. Now he's
Now he's what?
At least it wasn't the title fight, Hightower. At least it wasn't the title fight. It could have been worse, man.
And then he's fighting out from Canada.
Where's the fight
back?
Oh, my God.
Pack your shit and go.
But, Surfer, that promo I just played, how are they going to outsmart that? What are they going to do?
How they going to outsmart him? Well, that's the thing.
Look at Sable. Oh, she hella ugly.
Now she is.
Oh, my God.
No props.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to just give Hightower.
She used to be married to a black man.
Yep, she did. Mark Miro.
She had that jungle fever.
Well, they're going to make it seem like Xavier's too scared to fight them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll do something to help them win against the Wyatts.
You racist piece of shit. Fuck.
Whatever, dog. Whatever.
From one white boy. Get your ass. Get out.
What happened?
Oh, wow.
Get out. You racist piece of shit.
What you talking about, Hightower?
What do you say, Hightower? What do you say?
Hightower, what are you talking about, man?
No, he just said something about the boys in the uniform and all that shit.
Oh.
Blue Lives Matter. Fuck you.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
We already addressed that earlier.
We're going to leave that alone.
We'll leave it alone.
I can't believe you said that shit.
So you think New Day's going to beat the Wyatt family, Surfer? You guys think New Day can win?
Yeah. They might not win the feud.
If they do some Jake the Snake type shit,
they can win at least the first match.
Right.
I was going to say, they might snake by in the first match, but I don't see them winning this feud.
Right. Last question, then we're going to finish up tonight. Who are some of the superstars that will benefit from the draft and the brand split? I got three names. I got Rusev, Cesaro, and Bray Wyatt.
Same there. Those three would, especially if they split the world titles up, because realistically, with there being one world title, those three guys ain't got much of a chance. So,
what if they split the family up? I mean, we've seen what happened when they got split up the first time.
That's a possibility.
I mean, we all know Bray will do just fine by himself. He's not even an issue. It's really just a matter of how Strowman, Rowan and Harper will do when Harper gets back. But then again, actually, Harper's the only one that's ever won the championship.
I see title.
Yeah, so it's just like next to Bray, Harper will have the best title out of all three of them.
Strowman's one is so big that he's not gonna be losing to the average Joe.
Strowman's still kind of an unknown. We know Rowan. Rowan has been done since WrestleMania, since he decided to take the punk route and job out The Rock. So, but Strowman, I don't know about him. I think he could do well by himself. It's just a matter of what he needs to work on. I think. Harper and Bray won't even be an issue.
Let me head over to line number five very quickly. I got Scott, co-host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, which you can listen to on this fine network every Friday at 9. What's up, Scott?
not much players, just doing a quick run-in. Yo, Brock fucked that boy up. He rode his ass on the ground and just pounded him.
That's hey, Scott, that's exactly what I said. That's exactly what he needed to do.
The first round, he did it. The second round, he couldn't get him down. The third round, he just beat the shit out of him.
He got two. Yeah,
he won, so he can't come back. He can't come back to the WWE. Fuck all that. That nigga fired.
You know, he should be a different side. He's quick. He's freaking, you know, he like chased him across the ring for a takedown.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
But you know, Brock is 100% healthy.
Yeah, he went 100% before.
Yeah, that's also a key thing, too.
Yeah, which makes me feel sorry for Randy Orton.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a match.
So it's not going to be a match. It's going to be a matter of, does Brock feel like breaking his record that night?
Exactly. How many suplexes is he going to give out?
It's going to be 16, 17, 18.
That's not a match, man. I'm why everybody like that suplex. That's not a match. He's not doing nothing. He might as well just...
Oh yeah.
He might just lay down. Randy Orton might as well just lay down.
Randy
Orton. Get pinned.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, Hightower. I'm right there with you. Nothing but suplexes. That ain't really a match.
It's not really a match. Yeah, it ain't gonna be doing nothing but suplex after suplex. I don't want to keep seeing that shit. Spending my $10 to see Brock on my damn network. No, I'm good.
That's gonna be my goodness. Real quick, I gotta chime in with Scott. Real quick, Scott, what did you think about TNA Final Deletion, man?
If you guys want to know what I thought about it, just listen to the playback that Rick put up.
Oh,
the action! Oh my god, it was. I think it was a joke. I think it was terrible, but people loved it. They put it over.
Oh my god, Scott! I swear to God,
he's cutting in and out.
Yeah. I swear, my favorite part is when I think right before Willow came out, you guys mentioned Jason.
Yeah, right before Willow came out, he was like ducking under a dinghy blocking fireworks.
Yeah.
We were talking about Jason.
That was spectacular, that whole fireworks and blocking it with the dinghy.
That was ridiculous. And then, you know, one of the things that didn't get in there was the thing that he used at the end, like when Jeff Hardy climbed up on the cross. It looked like what The Undertaker crucified Stephanie on.
It did.
And it looked like they went rummaging through the WWE's trash to find it. Like it was a Hollywood back lot or something.
Now, I'm going to tell you something else, too. From the neck down, BB Sky ain't that bad.
Nah.
Oh, she's got a fat ass. Yeah. It's just when you get to the face, everything goes terribly wrong.
I missed it. Who you're talking about?
BB Sky.
Matt's wife.
Will was saying how from the neck down she looks okay.
You're calling her a butterface.
Okay. Yeah.
A butterface would be a compliment, wouldn't it? Her face is just fucked up.
No, I mean, the butterface is the body slamming, but her face.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to bounce off again. I'm going to go catch this the Misha Tate Nunez fight, and then we're going to be doing a second serving on the UFC, so listen up for that. Recap of the UFC fight coming to Talk Brunch soon, so be on the lookout.
Last match is John Jones, right?
No, John Jones got busted for doping again. That match, he had to fight Anderson Silva. Silva lost on decision.
Yep.
But I mean, dude,
I knew that was what happened.
Yeah, wait, dude, that was 48 hours to train.
When did you get busted for dope?
Wednesday?
It was Wednesday night. It was lit after 12, yeah.
Yeah, we were doing the thing that
night. Yeah.
We had just finished doing that the final deletion. And
yep.
Nobody called me. He asked me if I wanted to be a part of that.
That's why we have Facebook server.
Well, we did, really, me and Rick were talking, and we looked on Skype to see who was on. And we just, it was a final, it was a last second decision.
Oh, man. All right, Scott, we're going to let you roll, man. I appreciate you calling in.
All
No problem, fellas. You have a good night.
We'll see you next week, man. Yeah. Take care, dude. Later. All right.
I can't believe someone from the Justice League is doping.
Justice League, my ass. Or like Druggy League.
John Jones isn't...
Martian Manhunter.
That's not the Martian Manhunter, John Jones?
Yeah, it is a Martian Manhunter. Mm-hmm.
Man. I swear to God, and the sad part about it is, it's not like this is the first or the second. This is like the
fourth. Third or fourth, yeah.
So is this suspended?
No, he just got pulled from the card. He's not suspended yet.
Well, actually, Dana's saying if he does get suspended, it's going to be like 2 years. I'm saying just cut him.
Yeah.
But he's done. Like I said the other day, he's done.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do something new. We're going to do something new about our plugs. Dustin wants an opportunity to plug. So, Dustin, I'm going to give you that shot. Take it away.
All right. All I got to do is not do it like ways. Not easy. Not hard to do. So. Okay.
Anti-raise campaign. Good Lord. Go ahead, man.
Well, after Tuesday, I'm just But I got it out of my system, so I'm good. I'm going to be a big boy.
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this has been the Wrestling Call-In Show. Join us tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Join Surfer and Jordan Cobb for the Wrestling Comic Book Show live on Sunday at 5 p.m.
What are you reading?
Already, what are you reading? Okay, there you go. My bad, Surfer. My bad. First time.
Take time, man. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay. And then Monday night at 11:30, right after Raw, as Will said, the best spot ever, join Rick Dara, Padawan Jen, Nick Wrestling for Talk Brunch at 11:30. And then Tuesday, it's the doubleheaders. It's Double A and Tony C, the rant on at 8 p.m., followed right next to my Freaks and FD. Say what's up?
Hollywood Hogan and Derek Bischoff. I love them both, like I had to do it. I could help it.
You know, sad part is they wouldn't even be mad.
Nope.
follow that at 11 o'clock with Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee Champion and Rage. And then on Wednesday, 8 p.m., I believe it's a new episode this week, Thumbstick Ninjas with Rob Domingo and the crew. Then on Thursdays at 9 p.m., Mofo Magic, Pootie and Doomsday with Rant and Wrestling. And here's the best part of it. This is my favorite part of the whole one. Fridays at 9 p.m., join Scott, who just joined us on the call, and the Impact Player, the Cake Baker, the Rainmaker, the Booty Breaker, Mr. Phil Ray.
He said booty.
Yeah, he did. Booty.
Oh, God, I've practiced that part for like 3 hours
today. There you go.
I've practiced that part for 3 hours today. Join us back here at 11 p.m. for the Wrestling Call-In Show. Myself, Big Tone, and Mr. Wilman Morgan.
There you go. Not bad for your first try, dude. Good job, man. Not bad for your first time out. Couple of things real quick. I think it's already up. I think you put it up already. Ray and him did a roundtable WCW Bash at the Beach. I think it's up. You guys need to check that out. 20th anniversary of Bash at the Beach. So definitely check that out. This week's Freaks and Effing Geeks is going to have a change. I'm sitting in for Rage after winning my bet. It's going to be the Freaks and Effing Geeks cookout. So it's going to be Lee Champion and myself. Rage ain't allowed to come on the show.
So still don't even know why he made that, though. He knows damn well he wasn't going to win that.
So there we go.
Well, Rage does what he do best. He cash checks his mouth can't... He cash checks with his mouth that his ass can't back up.
All right.
Good night, Surfer.
$3,000 check, Surfer?
Oh... Do we have any final thoughts from the... He's hanging up for real. I thought he was hanging up for real. Surfer, you still here? Oh, okay, you still here. He ain't gone from the call yet. Oh.
Who hung up, Big Tone?
We thought it was you.
Why would I hang up?
Because Big Tone told you good night, and we heard the headset go.
Tone ain't the boss of me.
Do you have any final thought from our panel before we roll out?
Easy thing to say, next week, part two, Ultima Lucha Dos.
Surfer, anything that you want to talk about, anything you want to promote other than you talking about books tomorrow?
Surfer, make sure you talk about, I got a question. I want to know, and tomorrow, you can answer tomorrow, I might listen to the download, on the download. I want to know about the Justice Society of America.
Who are they?
Yeah, who are they?
Well, they were the team before the Justice League.
Right.
Was invented.
Golden Age Heroes.
So like Superman or Batman or one of what? Well, Batman and Superman wasn't a part of that team, right?
Yeah, no, they were. Back in the 40s, when they decided to put together a team of all the heroes, they named it the Justice Society.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And it was the Golden Age Superman, Golden Age Batman, Golden Age Wonder Woman. That version of the Flash and that version of
Green Lantern.
But when a lot of those guys went away, until the '50s when they started remaking like the Flash to the Flash you have today, and so when they decided let's do another team book, that's when they did the Justice League.
Right. Anybody else want to get anything off their chest before we roll out for the night?
That Goldberg and Jack Kelly.
Fuck Brock Lesnar. Fuck him and his wife.
And you know what? Just so I'm not left out, fuck the Empire.
Oh!
I said it.
See, I got a couple for the floor.
Oh my
gosh. I gotta come up with a good one for him. By this call next week, I'll have a good one for him.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't wait. Okay. Big Tone, I swear to God, you gotta put you all into it. I swear.
I'm gonna come up with a good one for him. Trust me.
But actually, as a side note, Phil, when you hear this, I hope you enjoyed that. I worked like 3 hours on that one.
Oh my goodness, not bad for a first time plug-in, man. Good job. All right, if there's nothing else.
It's kind of rough on Surface part just because I was like, wait, Surface on the call, don't fuck it up.
What you got to do with this?
No, it's just because your show, and it was on the call, that was like, let me plug it right, let me don't be away tonight.
Everybody messes up the first time, so big deal.
Yeah. Yes, they do a good job for the first time out. All right, guys, if there's nothing else, I want to thank my panel. Thank everybody in the chat room for being here tonight. Don't forget, next week, I'll be here, same time, same place, rantemradio.com. Big Tone, Hightower, Surfer, Dustin, Scott for calling in, and myself. You guys have a good night. Take care.
See ya.